Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the 5G World Conference in London, and I'm here with Jannik Koistinen, head of the 5G program at Telia. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
So Jan, I think this is your first time on the show. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Telia?
Yes. So my name is Jannik Koistinen. I have a long background in telecommunications. I joined Telia a year ago. I ran the 5G program, the purpose of which is to introduce 5G technologies and 5G services into the market, and its scope being first in Finland. And of course, Telia as a group operates in many other countries as well. So we look forward, of course, in expanding from the Finnish experiences to cover the other markets as well.
5G obviously is a huge topic in the industry right now. Holds incredible promise in terms of capability for the network. But as you guys look at it at Telia, where are the key use cases that are most interesting to you and where you think you can offer value to your clients?
We see that 5G as a connectivity technology combined together with our Telia carrier backbone global networks, plus then our recent investments into data centers. We just opened the Helsinki data center, which is one of the most modern data centers globally. This formed together a platform to start utilizing more and more data from our customers' business operations, be that manufacturing, be that logistics, traditional PowerPoints. It's all data that is gathered through 5G networks into the data centers, in which then again we look for utilizing artificial intelligence to get more value out of that data. And this overall 5G, data centers, artificial intelligence, all these things together form a basis for all of the use cases our customer look for.
When you just describe that story, it sounds very different from the most recent transition to 4G. Why is that, and what is driving that differentiation?
I believe we are entering an era in which the telecommunications is not only anymore a add-on to existing capabilities in society in general, but instead our society starts to build itself around telecommunications capabilities. This is a fundamental difference. This is a fundamental change that we are living at the moment. So in the future, telecommunications is not something that you get in addition to water, electricity, heat, and so on. But more and more of our daily routines, our business operations are built relying on the telecommunications infra. This is a big difference compared to earlier Gs that we've been experiencing. And therefore, we seek for this platform approach that I explained in the beginning, that how do we serve our society better? How do we serve our businesses better with the telecommunications?
5G has been discussed for a while in the industry, but where are we exactly in terms of its delivery? And where is Telia focused its attention right now in terms of readying your networks for 5G?
This year, we are very much focused on establishing a dialogue with our customers and at the same time verifying the underlying technologies that the vendors provide. And this year, how we've done it in practice has been demonstrations and trials, examples of which I can mention, like we took 5G and network into a shopping mall in downtown Helsinki, over which then professional esports players were playing against general public. Anyone could challenge the pros in that event. And this is how we kind of verify where is the real value of the new technology. In this particular case of esports, the low latency is extremely important.
Sure.
These pro players, they don't even bother thinking about playing over 4G due to this latency factor. And funny thing in this event, before it started in the afternoon, they were warming up in the morning, and they had an impression that they are playing over fiber.
Oh, interesting.
And they warmed up for an hour or hour and a half, after which they stated that, hey guys, you can now switch on the 5G.
That's incredible.
By the way, you've been playing already 2 hours over 5G. And these are kind of religiously in-depth belief that the 4G is not good enough. We need fiber. They don't even use the wireless mouse because it's too slow. It needs to be wired. And these people experienced the 5G and they didn't notice the difference. They were saying that they're ready to play for money over 5G connections.
Wow. And esports experts are probably the folks in the world that understand the value of a high-speed network more than most.
Yes, exactly. They are demanding. they are enthusiastic and they always seek for the best solutions there are available. If you can meet the requirements of this audience, I'm pretty sure we can meet the audiences of many other fields as well.
Now, I remember hearing about this trial when it happened, and it was a great example of industry collaboration as well. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So the event was organized together with Intel, with Nokia and Telia. And then we had our esports partner Asus as part of that event as well. So it's a way how we think the 5G will be built. It's not going to be a single operator or vendor kind of driving, but it is an industry collaboration that actually needs to take place in order to make it visible where are the benefits and to make it happen in real.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has an important aspect is that while recognizing the needs of society are different compared to past, also our regulation or our frame in which we operate needs to evolve as well. So it's important that we as an industry showcase that how the world is changing, how it has changed and what are the needs in the future, so that all parts of our society can then adjust their own strategies
sure.
aligned with ours as well.
Now, obviously, this esports demonstration was a great way to collect information about experiences with 5G. But there are a tremendous amount of industrial applications for this technology as well. How do you leverage what you learn from early trials to get to the next steps in terms of trial deployments with a wide range of customers?
I would start with the Industry 4.0 demonstration that we did again together with Intel and Nokia. And we also invited one of the 5G Finland network startups into the game for the video analytics part, a company called Finve. And this was a demonstration in which we built the chain from 5G device with 5G connectivity with a backbone network over long distance, utilized the edge computing. Then we utilized the data center. We utilized the video analytics as a kind of an intelligence part of it. And then an application as a feedback loop into the site where the devices were. So we built the whole chain in that. I call it chain of pearls, because each of these pearls needs to be in place in order to make a beautiful necklace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is an example of a case in which quality inspection was transformed into a quality assurance within the production process itself. And they utilized all this platform to deliver this promise.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we then start repeating this in different contexts. The same pearls again, but delivering a different value to different customers. But this is how we want to run this. So we want to engage more and more of our customers, enterprise customers especially, and deliver the same chain of pearls for their benefit.
Where can folks find out more about what Telia is doing in this space, or talk to somebody from Telia about your 5G trials and how they can get involved?
One angle into this is the 5G Finland network that we've been establishing. It's an open collaborative network for companies and organizations to join Telia to create and pilot those use cases that are not available today, but that will be enabled when 5G is introduced.
Fantastic. Well, Jani, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy 5G world schedule to spend some time on ChipChat.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.